October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the specific day of October 13th is designated Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. And we're talking about metastatic breast cancer this morning with Dr. Beth Bauman Dupree. Dr. Dupree, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get right to the metastatic breast cancer. Describe exactly what that is.
Metastatic breast cancer is otherwise known as stage 4 breast cancer, which means that the breast cancer has spread beyond the breast to other organs, such as the liver, lungs, bone.
And what kind of treatment options are currently available for somebody who is diagnosed with that?
Because metastatic breast cancer is considered a chronic disease, many patients face trials and tribulations of finding medications to match their disease, to basically reverse their disease or keep them without progression of disease. And there are many drugs out in the pipeline and in clinical practice. It just can be very challenging for patients until they find a medication that works for them and fits.
What would be the difference in the medication or how it works? I guess that's kind of a complicated question.
Breast cancer
question,
often has very interesting subtypes to it. So what we have to do is we need to be able to find medications that actually fit the subtype of cancer that has metastasized or spread to the bone or lungs or liver. And finding that, it can sometimes be challenging for patients because they are often initially diagnosed with early stage cancer and later progress to metastatic disease. So there are many challenges that the patients face.
One of those is the time that they have to kind of come up with a protocol, right? I mean, as things maybe not be working, the cancer is still doing what it does.
Correct. And one of the difficult problems is living with metastatic breast cancer and really finding joy and bliss in your life every day. And that's one of the reasons why resilience or creating or getting resilience in your life and finding deep pleasure in your life is very important. And many patients miss that because they stay focused just on the treatment of the cancer and miss living every life and every day of their life to the fullest.
That also goes, I guess, for caregivers or people that are impacted in their families too, right?
Breast cancer is a family disease. Everyone feels the impact of it because it doesn't matter who has it. Every loved one feels the impact and that impending process of what's the next step in the care plan.
So I guess where can we get some good information or kind of come up with a routine? There's the medical part of it, fighting the disease, but also maintaining sort of healthy existence as well.
Phoenix Oncology has come up with a first-of-its-kind guide to facing metastatic breast cancer. They partnered with Viber Health and really looked and took a deep dive into the science and the data and the evidence-based medicine for how to live your best life, how to increase your resilience, how to take a different approach to metastatic cancer instead of just going from appointment to appointment and living in fear. This is about patients finding empowerment and taking back, you know, all their power into their lives. And since there are over 170,000 individuals in the United States living with metastatic breast cancer, October can sometimes be a very painful month for women and men with metastatic breast cancer because they hear about early detection, they hear about screening and prevention, and really focusing on how we can help those families and patients living with metastatic breast cancer. To me, I applaud Phoenix Oncology because they've taken a completely different look at this process for patients.
What are some of the things that maybe that they recommend or that you could share with us this morning?
Well, many of the things are about managing stress, about getting out into nature, about creating good sleep habits, about looking at how you eat, what you eat, when you eat, looking at how your diet, exercise, your microbiome, all those little organisms that live in your GI tract, how they can impact your stress level, how they can impact every single day, how you get up, how you face the morning. And to me, the resilience, that is the key word, because resilience is something that everybody needs right now. Having just gone through a national COVID crisis, my patients that were most definitely affected by COVID are my metastatic patients because they're already on some type of treatment, and creating more isolation and more social distance makes stress even higher. So the guide, which can be found for free at ascenicsoncology.com under the Patient Resources tab, is a first of its kind lifestyle and absolute guide to how to better face a very challenging diagnosis.
And of course, it becoming more resilient in a sense helps to boost the immune system, which helps to help fight any other thing that happens to be going on, including COVID-19 or whatever people are dealing with these days. We've talked to other doctors about how patients maybe have held back from going to the doctors, following up on those appointments. That we should reiterate, obviously, that's something they should continue to do at this time too, right?
Absolutely. We all need to focus on our health and wellness. I shared the guide with one of my integrative pediatric colleagues who said, you know, this is not just a guide, for metastatic patients. This guide is the advice, and she learned so much from looking at it. It's advice that we all need to take because every single one of us is currently stressed in our lives. So if you can imagine the stress that everyone's feeling who doesn't live with metastatic cancer, imagine how wonderful it is to have something be available for free to patients going through metastatic cancer that they can then share with their entire family and community.
Dr. Dupree, where can we again get this information?
You can go to Athenex, A-T-H-E-N-E-X, oncology.com, click on the Patient Resources tab, and they will send you the Viber Health Athenex Oncology Guide to Facing Metastatic Breast Cancer.